in Parshas Vayishlach, we find that Yaakov was so fearful of the confrontation with Esav. The Gemara raises some brachos and daftalit. Why exactly should that be the case? After all, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Yaakov Avinu, Hinei Anochi Imach, Ushmarticha B'chol Asher Telech. And if you have such a haftacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so why isn't that considered to be sufficient? The Gemara answers very simply that Shema Yigrom Hachit. Yaakov was concerned he wouldn't be deserving of. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a promise. But that promise presupposes a certain response of Yaakov Avinu, and therefore maybe he wouldn't live up to that promise. When you look in the Rambam, in his Hagdamah to Pirush HaMishnayos, the Rambam adds a further kashya. That Gemara is Brachos and Daf Dalet. Three blocks later, Brachos and Daf Zayin, there the Gemara tells us something else. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a promise, which is L'tova, Afilu al tnai eno chozer. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something good will happen, even if it's conditional, but nonetheless that will absolutely come to fruition. Oh, so that's the kasha that the Rambam raises. That what do you mean Shem Yigrom Hachet? And Yaakov wouldn't live up to that high bar? Yeah, but three blood later, the Gemara says that nonetheless, eno chozer. So the Rambam gives the following teretz, that you know what? That command of Zion is somewhat new. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu conveys nevuah to an individual, and that person is told to convey that message to tell it to others. Sometimes a person receives nevuah, and that is for the person himself, but he is not allowed, even the Ran writes, to convey that message to anyone else. The Rambam writes in his Hagdamah to Pirush HaMishnayos, the only time that Gemara is true, Brachos Daf Zayin of Eino Gozevo, that's only a nevuah that a Navi is told to convey to others. After all, imagine, a Navi conveys the nevuah of Hashem and it doesn't happen. You know, it would look as though the Navi is a Navi Sheker. That's Eino Chozer. But if nevuah is given to a person privately, without being told to convey it to others, there the Rambam writes, there is no guarantee. And that's why Yaakov was afraid. Because this statement, Ushmarticha b'chol asher telech, was not the nevuah he was commanded to share with anyone else, and therefore, Shema Yigrom Hachet. When you leave that Rambam, the Hagdamah to Pirush HaMishnayos, apparently you see that Yaakov was justified in being so fearful of Esav HaRasha. Rabbi Chanan writes the following. This Rabbi Chanan is found in the Kovetz Ha'aras and the Maseches Yevamos. In the very back, they have Chedushi Agados and Simen Hay. Rabbi Chanan shows you another Rambam, Bikias. That Rambam was the Hagdamah to Pirush HaMishnayos. The second Rambam is the Rambam in Perek Zayin of Shmona Perekim, the Rambam's Hagdamah to Perkei Avos. And there the Rambam discusses something very different, the whole topic of Nevuah. Who is it that is tapped to be in Avos? So the Rambam writes, you should realize, the Hamon Am thinks that that can almost be arbitrary. Anyone can become an Avos. Whether a person is a tzaddik, whether a person is a rasha, and there the Rambam writes, that's absolutely not true. A person, to be a candidate, to be an Avi, has to be of the highest madreger. The Rambam Arnavuchim describes at length what exactly happened regarding the Nevuah of Bilam, because the starting point is you have to be an absolute tzaddik in order to receive Nevuah. But the Rambam adds, that doesn't mean you have to be perfect. Ain't tzaddik ba'aretz. It doesn't mean you have to be perfect. A person can be guilty of a chait and still be zocha to nevuah. Vaharaya, the Rambam writes, tucked away. Yaakovina. It was a chait that Yaakovina was so fearful, so afraid of Esav HaRasha. But despite the fact that it was a chait, based on the madriga of Yaakovina, but it didn't disqualify him from nevuah. Oh, so that's the Rambam's raya, that you can be zocha to nevuah even if you commit a chait. This Rabbi Chanan puts the two together, no? On the one hand, the Rambam writes, it's a Rayim of Hachas, that it doesn't mean perfection, because Yaakov was Kote. And yet the Rambam, not that Perish Mishnayos, writes that Shem Yigrom Hachet was a reality because the Haftacha, Brachos Daf Zayin, is only if the Nevuah is told to communicate with others. So how do you resolve those two Chidushim of the Rambam? Was it appropriate or inappropriate for Yaakov to be so fearful of Esav HaRasha? So Rabbi Chanan quotes, a comment of the Gaon. This Gaon is found in Mishlei and Perek Yedal. Now the whole piece, Rabbi Chanan, is inspiring all the Bekiyas. Now the Gaon is bothered by the following. That Gaon, called Tzapostik, do we always recite in Hallel? Until on Kuf Yukes. Tov v'chasos v'Hashem, mivtoach benedim. Better place your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu than to trust in a Basav Adam, even if that Basav Adam is a nobleman, he's a prince, he's a king. Trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't trust in a human. See, you know what the Gaon is so bothered by? Isn't that obvious? Isn't that self-evident? You're going to trust a Basav Adam. Of course, you trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You need a pasuk to tell me, tov v'chasos v'Hashem, mivtoach benedim. So the Gaon writes, you know what the message of the pasuk is, the difference in term. Tov v'chasos v'Hashem, mivtoach benedim. What's the difference between v'chasos and mivtoach? What's the difference between the mida of bitachon and the mida of chisayon? That's the Gaon. The Gaon writes the following, you know what bitachon is? A person makes you a promise. So you know what? You're a person of your word. I trust that you will abide by your word. So when you promise me that you will do this, so you're a person of integrity, you're a person of good character, I trust that you will carry out what you promised to do. That, the Gaon writes, is bitachon. Chisayon, the Gaon writes, is a very different madrega. Chisayon is the following. Sur chasayir, imagine that, you know, you're in the ocean, and you're storm-tossed, and all of a sudden the boat is about to sink, and all of a sudden there's an oasis, there's an island, there's a rock, and you seek refuge, you grab onto that. That's the need of chisayon, that's reliance. Reliance without any promise. The oasis, the island, the rock did not make any prior representation, didn't promise you to do anything at all. But chisayon is you rely on even what they have taught. And the Mida Bitachon is, yes, when I'm promised, I'm confident that you will fulfill your word. And that's what the Gaon writes, is the meaning of the Pasuk of Tov v'chasos v'Hashem. It is better to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if there is no promise, than to trust in the promise of a Basav Adam. A king promises you the world, and you know, I take a step back and say, you know what, that the king is capable of, and therefore I will be confident, I'll be smug, I'll be at ease with his promise. Tov v'chasos v'Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't make you that promise. It doesn't matter. The midah chisayon means rely on Kadosh Baruch Hu even short of any promise. And that the Gaon writes is the meaning of the pasuk. We're saying hello. Tov v'chasos v'Hashem. Not really emunah bitachon chisayon. We rely on Kadosh Baruch Hu even short of any promise at all. That's the comment of the Gaon. Most Rabbi Chanan writes the following. You know what Yaakov Avinu was promised? Ushmarticha b'chol ha'shateh. That really was the meat of bitachon. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised that this is going to happen. No, so that the Rambam writes, there's no guarantee because Shem Yivra Machay. And therefore, the promise is not ironclad. It wasn't a nevuah that was told to others. It was a private nevuah. And regarding a private nevuah, there's no absolute promise. So therefore, maybe that promise might come to fruition. Shem Yivra Machay. Ooh, but Rabbi Chanan writes the following. Okay. But what about without any promise? Without any promise. There wasn't a promise. Because the promise, Shemir Machay. But what about the Mida of Chisayon? Of Tov v'chasos v'Hashem. Even if there wasn't a promise, Ushmartich b'chol ha'shateilech. And even if you wouldn't be worthy of that promise, but doesn't the Mida of Chisayon dictate that Tov v'chasos v'Hashem, you have a right to rely appropriately on Kadosh Baruch Hu. So even if the female Dragosa, which true, Shemir Gamachet, but Yaakov, you know, that Medrigas should have embraced the female Dragosa, that Midah Chisayon. And therefore, that Rabbi Chanan writes was the reference to the Rambam Shmona Prakim, that the fear of Esau was, again, based on the Madrig of Yaakov, you know, a Chisayon, a Chisayon of the Midah Chisayon. Not the bitachon. And therefore at once, the Ram can explain that maybe the promise isn't binding, but at the same time there's an expectation of tov v'chasos v'Hashem. So an ayur ka promise not, the Rambam haton appears from Shnayis, yeah, but at the same time, reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even short of. That's Rav Chanan's stunning teretz to resolve those Rambams. But the Mil Chisayim is such an operative component to Avodas Hashem and Golos. You know, sometimes you have, as the Rambam describes, and Navi will tell you. And therefore, it's a midah of bitachon that what the Navi says will come true, that's true. But sometimes, in times of Golos, sometimes of Hester Panim, where we don't have the overt nevuah, but we always have the midah of chisayim, and that is tovah chasos Hashem, to embrace the midah of chisayim with a certain measure of certainty and confidence. Of course, we have to do our share, but to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kulo tov, to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hakol yochal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omnipotent and omnibenevolent, so therefore it allows us to be able to face any challenge that we have, even short of the midah bitachon, but with the midah of chisayim. Take a look at that comment of the Gemara. That, I'll tell you, is especially important. The meaning of tov lachasos v'Hashem. In today's world, in today's day and age, always to embrace a midah chisayim, to realize that short of any promise, we don't need the promise. We need the relationship. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us and accompanies us in every aspect of day to day.